And here's some Diamondbacks info. Rusty Goldie, Stars woes highlighted during Diamondbacks struggles. And this is by Nick Pecora. While their pitching continues to perform and their lineup appears to be awakening from a prolonged hibernation, the Diamondbacks still do not resemble the club they expected to be when the year began. Some of that is due to injuries, but perhaps the biggest reason is the performance of slugger Paul Goldschmidt. One third of the way into the season, Goldschmidt has yet to look like himself at the plate. He is hitting just .209. He leads the National League and is third in the majors in strikeouts. He is getting beat on fastballs in the zone and chasing pitches more than he has in years. His level of production and the quality of his at-bats would be concerning even if he were any other player, but it's certainly more so considering what he means to the Diamondbacks. It probably is no exaggeration to say that Goldschmidt is the player around whom the entire organization has been built. Trades, free agent signings, and decisions on payroll expenditures likely began with the premise that Goldschmidt was anchored at first base for at least this year and next, with the Diamondbacks hoping to capitalize on his presence and the window of contention he represented. Given his metronomic production over the past 5 years, that premise seemed sound and reasonable, but it has not played out that way. He's the key to that lineup and a scout with an American League club, knowingly stating the obvious. Without him producing, you have to count on guys to do what they've not had a history of doing in the past. They've got a lot of nice players there, guys that are good, complementary pieces, and some who are even a little better than that. But if you don't have that guy in the middle doing what he always does, then you're going to scuffle. So what's behind the struggles? Most onlookers believe the issues aren't physical. They see the same bat speed as before, the same general swing mechanics that allow Goldschmidt to produce at MVP caliber levels. What's missing is the consistency in approach. To me, it looks like he's caught in the in-between, said another scout, also with an AL club. It looks like he's thinking about something he never thought about before. He's always been one of those guys who, when he's in the box, whatever his thoughts were or his approach was, it was always solid and he never got off of it. Now it looks like there's an added thoughts in there, if that makes sense. When you get caught in between, you can't pull the trigger. I've never seen him take more hittable strikes than he has this year. Perhaps the most glaring change has been his inability to hit the fastball. Of the fastballs in the strike zone he's offered this year, Goldschmidt has missed 25.6% of them. The previous 3 years combined, it was 19.3%. That number has dropped since the beginning of the season, going from 29% in the first month to 21.6% in May. Even so, Goldschmidt doesn't seem to be driving balls to the right and right center field like he did in the past. Rather than letting fastballs get deep, that is, hitting them closer to the catcher's glove, he seems to be catching them out front and looking to pull them in to left field. And that was Rusty Gold's Stars woes highlighted during Diamondback struggles.